I'm John Branyon, and this is the number two devotional in America. Welcome to the Daily Deuce. Can I get a round of applause for disunity? Come on, put your hands together. Discord makes life fun and interesting. There'd be no sports without it. Imagine two teams on the field trying to foster cooperation and agreement. Nobody wants to see that. After the coin toss, it would just be hours of team captains saying, "No, you pick. I don't want to pick. You pick. I'll go with whatever you decide." And what's the point of tug of war when everyone pulls on the same side of the rope? So let's stop making unity and inclusiveness the ultimate goal of mankind. And let's stop making inclusiveness the ultimate goal of Christianity. What? What? How dare you, John? How dare you? Here's how I dare. I'm reading articles like this, where it says, "I love that in John 3:16, God uses the word whoever. There are no conditions to that word." I read stuff like that, and I need to champion the cause of disunity. I need to make a humble plea for exclusivity. John 3:16 actually says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." You see the condition? Whoever believes in him. Christianity is not all-inclusive. If this shocks you, I'm guessing you haven't read much scripture. Because Jesus didn't preach inclusiveness. Jesus said stuff like, "Do not think that I came to bring peace to the earth. I've not come to bring peace, but a sword. I've come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household." Matthew 10:34. If everyone is part of God's big, happy family, what's the fighting about? Any guesses? It's those white evangelical Trump supporters. No. It's tug of war. Team A is everyone who chooses to follow Christ. Team B is everyone who chooses not to follow Christ. We can argue about which team is the best, but it's stupid to suggest that Team A should include whoever from Team B. Coming over to Team A means you can't keep pulling for Team B. That's not hateful, that's not racist, but it is divisive. So now can I get a round of applause for disunity? Come on, put your hands together. Exclusivity is how we know which team jersey to wear.